Hello, Sarah Jane here, and welcome to episode 2 of Science Solutions and Sprinkles. Today we're going to be talking about my sermon story. So the sermon story is a recurring story that comes up in my life to remind me to take action. So as a kid, I was pretty outgoing. I really liked to memorize things. I was really involved in my church youth groups and children's programs. And I was always asked to do the sermon, or at least one of the sermons, on Youth Sunday, which is typically the fifth Sunday. Whenever there was a fifth Sunday, we would have a Youth Sunday. And I would be called to speak because I was comfortable with it, getting in front of the congregation. It was also great practice for me to grow up doing that, because I feel like it's really helped me in my life today. But this story that I told is always recurring. I've read it a bazillion times in different books, in different applications, and everybody has a different version of this story, but the basic premises of it are encouraging us to take action. So I'll tell you the story. There's this guy. I like to call him Mike Muffin. And mostly Mike's an easy name, and Muffin is just a funny word. I will probably say that more than once in these podcasts. This guy, Mike Muffin, is sitting at home and he's watching the news, and on the news comes, you know, big flood coming, you know, you need to evacuate. And so he kind of sees that and he goes, oh, it's all right. God will save me. So he prays and, you know, prays to God and says, you know, thank you, Lord, for protecting me. And I'm so faithful that you will save me. And then his neighbors start to evacuate and they ask him why he isn't evacuating. And he says, you know, I have faith in the Lord that he will save me from this storm. Then as the waters start to rise, the flood's definitely coming. Some rescue workers come by and tell Mike Muffin that he needs to leave. And he refuses to leave and says, I have such strong faith that God will rescue me. I do not need your help. Then as the water rises more and more, he gets up in his second story and a Coast Guard boat, you know, water's deep enough now, this Coast Guard boat comes by and the Coast Guard workers are like, you need to come with us. The water's going to keep rising. We want to save you. We want to help you. And he goes, no, I have faith that God will save me. I don't need your help. So away goes the Coast Guard because they have other people to help. And then waters keep rising. He's on his roof now. He's on his roof and the helicopters come. So a helicopter comes by because they see him on the roof and they throw him a line. And they say, come on, you know, climb up this rope. We'll save you. And he says, no, I am so faithful that God will protect me from this. God will save me. I don't need your help. He gets to the heavenly gates because he dies, drowns from the water rising so much. And he asks, God, why did you let me die? I had faith. I told all these people I had faith, and I had faith. I really had faith that you would save me. And people in heaven, they look at their list and, well, we told you on the news that this storm was coming. The neighbors told you. We told some rescue workers. We sent a boat and a helicopter. What more did you want? And really, the punchline there is that if you're not paying attention and you're not looking for the opportunities to take action, you won't get anywhere. So having faith is great, but having faith and looking for opportunities and also taking action are even better than just having faith. So just by relying on faith alone, it won't make a difference. And this applies to more than just the sermon story, right? It doesn't matter what you believe in or who you believe in or what your spiritual paradigm is. If you just have faith, or you just think that the universe is going to send you something, that's not going to happen unless you look for opportunities and take action. So again, that's my sermon story, something that has come up a lot for me, and I hope you found it interesting. Another thing I like to close with is if you want to connect with me and tell me your story, maybe you have a different version of it or something like it, I'm on Instagram at SarahJane007, Snapchat SarahJaneRocks. You can also find me professionally on LinkedIn. It's Sarah Jane Widener. If you want to connect with me via email, my email can be found at websitesmanage.com. It also has a profile of all my other businesses. But thanks for listening to Science Solutions and Sprinkles. I hope you are inspired.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.